Reward and Punishment, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. Forkipedo, in collaboration with Saga. Reward and Punishment, by Laren. I took a quick look around my spotless office. The desk was tidy, and the computer screen was sparkling clean. There wasn't even the slightest finger mark on it. Perfect. It was just how the office should be. In the mirror, next to the door, I could see my own meticulously dressed figure. The navy suit was becoming. My skirt finished off just above the knee, revealing my well-shaped legs and a pair of high-heeled black shoes. My blouse fitted perfectly, and my jacket was just tight enough over my breasts. I have always been proud of them, and as I looked in the mirror, I was pleased that they looked big and firm. I took a couple of steps towards the mirror. I tied my hair in a knot and noticed that a couple of locks of black hair had come loose. I carefully fixed them with a pair of hairpins. As I stood there, there was a knock on the door. "Come in," I answered, without turning around. The door silently opened, and behind me in the mirror, I caught a glimpse of my young, shy secretary. She looked really lovely today. She tried to tie her red hair up, but a couple of curls had come loose, framing her face in such a charming way. Her green suit didn't give the impression she was professional either, but I remained from criticizing her because, to be perfectly honest, she is beautiful in green. It gave her hair a warm glow and made her blue-green eyes shimmer. Today her eyes seemed extra bright, and her cheeks were certainly red. "Sorry to disturb you, headmistress," she began. I turned around and smiled at her. "Yes, Marianne, what is it?" She hesitated almost imperceptibly before saying, "We're missing a pupil, Christine Blom. She didn't turn up for the first lesson, and the other girl said that she wasn't at breakfast either." "Is that all you have to say, Marianne?" I slowly asked. I had a strange feeling she was holding something back. Marianne blushed and glanced down. "I know where she is," she whispered. "I looked for her myself and found her, but I didn't dare..." Slightly confused, I looked at her. What on earth was she talking about? Marianne took a deep breath before continuing. "I was so confused when I found her. I didn't dare say anything to her." "Marianne," I interrupted, indignant. "No one plays truant without being punished at school. Where is she?" Marianne swallowed. "In the bathroom on the third floor of the dormitories." I nodded. "Good. I shall certainly teach her a lesson." Marianne nodded, but remained standing with her eyes averted.